Mickey, a great end to a tough couple of days, I imagine.
Yeah, it's been, like I've just said, and it's been emotional the last few days because I count Martin Scott, David Flitcroft and Guy Proctor as some of my best friends that I know. And to lose them has been tough. But we've had to be professional because that's what we are. We're professional people. And they've been the first people that's been on the phone and urging us on to try and get a result this evening. And they'll be absolutely delighted that we've got that. And I want to dedicate that result absolutely to the three guys. And the players are keen for me to do that as well, because I've been on the end of losing a job and it's tough. And I hope this goes some way to them healing and moving on.
It's tough, isn't it, football sometimes, because you've got your personal relationships, but then as a professional, you've got to move on and try and gear your team up for tonight.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we focused on that and we spoke about that. And the lads they've been with Dave for a long time, and Guy and Martin. And it has been a big change for us, certainly in my office, and there's only me in it now. So, but no, the lads take a hell of a lot of credit this evening, because it has been an emotional couple of days. We're not trying to be soft or be martyrs, but it has been a tough few days. And to come out and get a result will give the whole football club a lift. We haven't achieved anything yet, but we're certainly going to enjoy this victory and hopefully we can build on it.
Did you speak to them about it before the game tonight? Was it part of the pre-match team talk?
We've spoke since Sunday morning. We had a meeting on Sunday morning. We spoke since Sunday morning about our reaction. The footballing world we knew was going to be watching, and they expected a reaction. We didn't want to disappoint. We wanted to get any energy we could get out of that reaction and use it positively, and I believe the players did that this evening.
Do you think your players were spurred on by the events of the last few days tonight? Do you think that fed into their performance?
I think you've got to say that it's had some sort of impact. But what I was most pleased about tonight was my bravery in trying to pass the football and trying to keep some sort of control in a game that we knew was going to be tough against a really good Brighton side, a real tough place to come. But I urged them to be brave, and I was going to have a go at them if they gave the ball away needlessly. I want them to be getting on the ball and passing it and controlling the game, and I think they did that for spells. There's areas that I know that, and we know as a group, that we can get better at, but we've got something to work on now.
Did you do much different to what David Flitcroft would have done tonight?
Certainly not massively. We tweaked a few things and we changed a few things and wee bits of personnel into different areas, but it wouldn't be fair of me to say that we've changed anything massive, because I respect Dave and I don't want him to be thinking anything other than we went out there and gave a real good show tonight for the three guys that have left, and we wanted to give the football club a lift.
Emotions aside, I know that's hard to do, but how did it feel being back in a managerial position tonight for you?
Well, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed preparing the team. The club asked me to do that. I did that the best that I could, along with a lot of great help from the lads in the academy, Paul Eckenbottom. They've been fantastic today. They've really stepped up to the mark, and they can be very, very proud of the way that they've represented the club as well. They've stood up with a moment's notice, and they've came in and we've found a couple of gems that's at the football club as well, as far as coaching's concerned, because they've really opened my eyes today, and I made sure that the chief exec also noticed it as well.
I know there's only been 2 days in between Saturday and today. What dialogue have you had with Ben Mansford and the rest of the board?
Just like I say, Saturday evening was tough. They said that I was going to stay, and they wanted me to take control of things and keep it as calm as possible and use the experience that I do have. That probably a lot of people don't really know, because I come from the other side of the country, but I just use my experience and try to keep things calm. Picked a team that I think could get a result down here, and urged the players to be positive and try and get a result.
Have they given you any kind of idea about a time frame of how things will move on from now on in terms of their job application process for the new manager?
No, nothing, and I have to respect that, because I'm employed by the football club. I ain't dodging your question. I'm employed by the football club. I'm asked to do a job. I went out and done that today, and I have to respect that I don't really know what's going on above me, and what their thoughts are. But certainly, as long as I'm doing what I'm doing, I'll do the best that I can. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and we'll see what happens. But I'll probably be the first to know, and you'll be the second.
I have to ask, if it was available, would you apply?
I can't answer that because, again, I'm not trying to dodge the question because I haven't been asked. So, I'd need to sit down and speak with people, and they'd need to say what was asked of me. But at the minute, we don't know what's going on upstairs because a process has to take place. We've just lost our manager, and for the minute, we're in Thursday. And we'll get I've been asked to get the players' game ready for Thursday, and if anything happens before that, like I say, I'll hopefully be first to know, and you'll be second.
Any prospective manager watching tonight can see what is on offer at this club, and I know with the club being bottom of the Championship, that makes it seem less attractive, but it's a Championship club with these kind of players who can do what they did tonight, sort of shows what's on offer at this club.
The frustrating thing is they're an unbelievably talented group. I back them to the hilt. I know what they're capable of. Tonight they showed that. There is areas that we know that we can get better in. So that's great credit to them that I think that they can do better than coming to Brighton and winning. There's so much talent in the group. And we were galvanised tonight. We need to keep that team spirit going because that's what Barnes has got to be. We've got to be together from top to bottom because we are one of the smaller clubs in the division. But certainly... We have a fantastic fan base, great facilities, and a group of players that want to do well. So that's a good formula, and hopefully we can build on tonight.
And just finally, first away win in 10 months. That's some impact, Mickey.
It's glad that I'm glad that's off our back. Now you can't keep whipping us with that one, but certainly we've been very unlucky in certain games. There's no doubt about that. That luck is something that you have to go and look for at times, but it's not been smiling on us. But this evening, I think we thoroughly deserved the result.